Welcome to another year in the Matrix. I hope you're all having an amazing start to 2025. I can already feel that this is going to be an absolutely life-changing year for those who are prepared and focused on exactly what they want to accomplish this year, while we should also be aware that this year is going to be even more dramatic than last year was. Get ready for a Black Mirror episode to unfold right in front of your eyes, and what will be a big part of that development, or what the elite call progress, will be more implementation of blockchain technology. Meaning, those of you here now who are already invested in this space are exceptionally early for what's about to unfold on the world stage. And you should all know by now the easiest way for the globalists to usher in this so-called progress is with excitement and euphoria. And based on everything I've shared on this channel for the past 2 years, since Bitcoin was trading below 20K at the start of 2023, when we called for the return of the bull run moving into April 2023, at the start of our solar cycle, tracking the progress of this bull run each step of the way, and now entering this crucial phase we're in now, which is the end of our solar cycle, this is when we enter the phase of euphoria. This is it. We are here. So that's our focus for this video, how to navigate the euphoria phase, starting with discussing the timing for us to consider. And of course, we'll be recapping our yearly close for the crypto market in 2024, so we can get into the setup for what's coming next for this crypto market in this new year of 2025. So if you're new here at Waters Above, we're empowering you to unlock your infinite potential with esoteric investing by combining gematria, numerology, and astrology with technical analysis to understand these markets and become a more profitable investor. Now, let's take the clear pill. And many of you have seen this chart, and it's what many think of when we hear the word euphoria in reference to market cycles, because of this exact phase where it all ends. And like I said a year ago, in the beginning of 2024, once we pass through the October solar eclipse, that's what I'm calling the beginning of the end. And to expect the final months of 2024, moving into 2025, to be drastically different from where we're at today when 2025 was just kicking off. Now, we can see Bitcoin closed off the year of 2024 up 120%. And that's pretty incredible considering the way things felt at the beginning of 2023. We've since watched Bitcoin go from 16K back at 2023's yearly open to almost a 500% gain into this moment we're in now, in just a couple of years. We've also seen, alongside the 120% move for Bitcoin, XRP has doubled that move, closing off the year up 240%. And you can see that right here. This is absolutely mind-blowing performance, and I know some of you lived through it, so it didn't really seem so noticeable. But when you close your eyes and remind yourself of where things were at the beginning of 2023 compared to where we are today, this particular project is up 600%. And one of the most suppressed projects, one of the ones with lots of negativity, although quite a big community behind it, it has been a choppy ride to get to where we are right now. And of course, now over these final weeks of 2024, moving into this moment now, we've experienced some turbulence, and many want to know, where are we headed next? Well, when it comes to matching up where we're at in today's market with this Wall Street cheat sheet, I'm considering that when we cut out a section of our chart starting in September of 2024, just about 4 months ago, and this September correction aligns with the disbelief phase on the left side of the chart, then we moved into this phase right here, which is hope. That rally was all around the U.S. election and the FOMC meeting on November 6th, 2024, the day after Donald Trump won the U.S. election. And since we've been in this chop right here, grinding to the upside, so far holding these upper levels like a champ while simultaneously leaving everyone on the edge of their seats wondering what will happen next. And this chop you're seeing over here from hope into optimism is nearly identical to what we're seeing right there. Perhaps we're in these final moments right around the corner from this type of breakout. And we're going to be getting into why that's the case. But regarding what I just mentioned moments ago, where I said everyone is on the edge of their seat wondering what will happen next, but haven't you all noticed that from the night of the US election on November 5th leading into November 6th, the whole world of investing went from insanely bullish to just after the recent FOMC meeting on December 18th, that whole vibe has been killed. Now suddenly, the same analysts and many others think it's the end of the bull run. And I'm still having people reach out to me about how XRP is allegedly going to 50 cents. So when it comes to tracking sentiment, that's what moving from hope to optimism is like. Hope is a recovery is possible. I know it's written very small, but hope you can see written right under it. It says a recovery is possible. And optimism says this rally is real, insinuating that market sentiment during this phase didn't actually trust the rally that we were already experiencing. And all in all, it makes optimism again feel like it's just speculation. And clearly that's the case if some people actually believe XRP is going back to 50 cents again. So for me, it's simple. The market got too greedy too quickly off of something that was way too popular. We can all admit the most popular slash important slash polarizing election is always the US election. So that was what I was referring to when I mentioned that the market got too greedy too quickly off of something that was way too popular. And why do I say that the US election is quote unquote way too popular in regards to the context of what we're focusing on here, which is investing, specifically crypto investing? It's that the US isn't the only country on Earth, and it's certainly not the only country involved in crypto and blockchain technology. So for those that actually believe the market recently went up solely because of the US election outcome and Trump allegedly being pro-crypto, then why has Bitcoin continued to go up every single cycle in response to all of the past anti-crypto administrations and world governments? Why did crypto go up in late 2020 after Trump lost that election? So I ask, which one is it? Or is the truth that none of this politics shit matters at all and humans just need a reason to point to? I'll let you decide. And I'm not being facetious here. I'm actually trying to just be the neutral amongst the chaos and the FOMO and all of these very emotional kind of things that are settling into the average investor at this time. I just want to keep the emotions on the sidelines, look at things for what they are, share them here with you all, and then you can decide. And my truth is that this entire crypto market runs on Bitcoin's solar cycle and lunar cycle. And if you go back to this chart right here, you know we've been tracking this every step of the way. This is very important to bring up because the fact of this solar and lunar cycle, it's been proven here on this channel over and over the past couple of years without a shadow of a doubt. The proof is in the videos here on this public YouTube channel for everyone to see. And notice I mentioned Bitcoin, solar, and lunar cycles. I said that intentionally because many of you will remember, if you're specifically interested in XRP, when the SEC versus Ripple case was the talk of the town, while XRP was trading at around 50 cents, during this whole phase, I actually took a big risk, not only here on my YouTube channel, but on every podcast or interview I was invited onto, notably the ones with the Bearable Bull, shout out to him, where I exposed to him and his community and the world stage that the SEC versus Ripple case doesn't matter at all in regards to the price action of XRP or what most XRP investors want, which is for the price to go up. And if you want to know when to expect XRP to recover back to prior all-time highs, it will have nothing to do with any developments in the SEC versus Ripple case. But what will cause that to happen is Bitcoin price discovery. And when did I say to expect Bitcoin price discovery? It was after the October solar eclipse into the final couple months of 2024. Those are words I was saying in interviews with the Bearable Bull over a year ago. And now we see how that all went down. With every quote-unquote big win for Ripple in the SEC case, we had absolutely no expansion in price action. In some cases, we went down. Then the moment Bitcoin breaks out into price discovery in early November, we see XRP break out from 50 cents to almost $3 in a straight line. So with that being said, this is the moment to get focused because we've moved through this hope phase and likely moments away from entering the optimism phase, which is where things really start getting crazy. All the confidence that was lost over the past couple weeks since Hawk Tua's meme coin collapsed like 9/11, all of that confidence will miraculously return within a day with another push to the upside, likely before the end of this month. So keep that in mind. And for those that are watching this video in the future, I'm talking about January 2025. And what will be the trigger point for this move from optimism into belief will be when Bitcoin trades above 110,000. So I want you to write that down. We're likely to trade above 110,000 during this month. And if we were to just track what that move would look like, it would be somewhere around a 14 to 15% move. And just to let you know as a disclaimer, it might only be occurring in the final days of this month. We're talking about January 28th, 29th, 30th. Very end of January, moving into February. So keep in mind, we're at the very beginning of this month. So this is not something I'm saying to expect tomorrow or next week. This is a development that will likely happen during this month, and then we'll see it start to show itself more clearly closer to the end of the month. So I want you to keep that in mind. And that'll all be coupled with XRP breaking into new all-time highs, and likely many other altcoins following suit, such as Ethereum and Solana. And when we check in with Total 3, we'll likely concretely break into price discovery on this next move, and likely again to happen before February or the very beginning of February. And there's a reason for that. It has to do with the astrology, but I want to keep things very simple today, because it's the start of the new year, and we just kind of want to lay out this foundation and groundwork, keep it as simple as possible. I know there's a lot of volatility in these markets right now. I know the stock market isn't looking so hot, but whilst we're seeing fear, that's kind of a good sign for analysts like me, because I like to see fear, especially when I have so many positive things to look at on the charts. I let the noise be the noise, and I mute it, and I focus solely on what I believe matters most. So regarding Total 3, and for those who aren't aware, that's the altcoin market excluding Bitcoin and Ethereum. It's likely to break into price discovery on this next move, which will be into the very end of this month and trading into February 2025. And since I mentioned Ethereum, when I load up this chart over here, we're going to go back to this moment. And let me just adjust this really quickly for you. Going to be looking at this chart right here. It's the cleanest chart that I have, and we're looking back at the last cycle, and I want to show you at the very beginning of 2021. You see my cursor right there? It says January 2021. We were right around the top of the golden pocket, the 786 fib, and it took until the end of January for us to actually start breaking prior cycle highs. And if we zoom into where Ethereum is today, we'll see we're right at the top of the golden pocket, the 786, and we have our prior all-time highs sitting at $4,860 US for Ethereum. So this wouldn't shock me if we repeated, and moving into the end of this month, potentially into the very beginning of February, we'll start to see that $4,800 Ethereum price. And in today's cycle, we're literally trading at the same exact spot on our macro Fibonacci retracement as we were back in the prior cycle. Another thing to mention is that so far, what we've been watching unfold over the past couple of years for Bitcoin and Ethereum in comparison to 2020 trading into 2021 is the structure for both of these charts is much healthier. So That's where we are now. And when we look at our current or recent yearly close for both Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP, it confirms this. So since we brought that up, let's quickly check in with the Bitcoin 12-month candles, the yearly candles. And I'm going to take off all the noise, and you're going to see this pattern right here. So we have a clear pattern for Bitcoin playing out since the transition of 2013 into 2014. After the one red yearly candle, it follows with three green yearly candles. Then we have a red yearly candle followed by three green yearly candles. And we just closed off our second green yearly candle for 2024 with nearly the same percentage move as the second green candle of 2016, 120%. So this is an incredibly positive setup for this year of 2025. But as I mentioned earlier, this year will be packed with drama, and the market maker uses drama and theatrics to give you something to blame. But here at Waters Above, we know that their trick is to distract us, and here we don't fall for their tricks. So let's check in with the XRP chart with the yearly candles and see how this has all went down. And you'll actually see right here, XRP has just closed its highest yearly candle close ever across every exchange that I've looked at here on TradingView. And that's very, very important because on top of that, when we go to the daily chart, zooming out a little bit, going from this candle over here on December 1st to this candle today, we are now over a month straight closing daily candles above $2 compared to the end of 2017 trading into 2018, where we only had nine daily closes above $2. And this looked like a syringe top. It looked like an absolute blow-off top. Whilst today, we're actually holding these levels 4 times longer than we did back during what was considered the euphoria phase for XRP. This is very, very positive. Here in today's cycle for 2025, we're just moments away from the next epic run for XRP and the altcoin market. So get your spacesuits ready because we're about to go to the moon. Now, in the very short term, keep your eye on the $2.60 level for XRP. Keep this in mind because we have this candle structure right here, and once we traded lower than that right there, we entered a downtrend, which micro downtrend is potentially going to play out like a bull flag. So this is a positive setup. I'm talking about this chart right here. So let me get back to this real quick for you all. Apologies if this is taking a little time to load. Sometimes that happens. So we're looking at this bull flag right here. We do have a horizontal support level that's been retested on these more extreme moves to the downside, always bought back up. And then with this recent move on January 1st, we've started to see some of a confident bounce, but we can't really confirm that bounce and be too confident about it until we start clearing the $2.60 level. So as I was saying before, we're actually still in this micro downtrend until we start closing candles higher than what we did back on the 17th of December. That $2.60 level is everything for XRP. So once we can reclaim that 263, 264 daily close, we should see XRP trading into $3 shortly after that confirmation. And once we have a daily close above $3, we'll be in price discovery for XRP just moments after that milestone is achieved. We're only about 20% away, by the way. And for crypto, that's nothing. We can see a move like that in a single four-hour candle for an altcoin. And as for the general overview of the crypto market, when looking at Bitcoin, we have to get back above 100K because once Bitcoin can start trading back above 100K with the daily close, I believe the sentiment will reset. You'll see us moving into this optimism phase that we were talking about moments ago. And keep in mind, from optimism to euphoria unravels rapidly. So if you're interested in learning more about this final phase of the bull run that we're moving into, come and join our community of like-minded conscious investors over at patreon.com/watersabove. Sign up for our mastermind community membership, which is now open for January at the new year. It includes a new podcast every week, the Red Pill Podcast, where we're focused on making this your most profitable bull run for our community. And this membership also includes access to our community group chat, where you could come hang out with the Wolf Pack, surround yourself with like-minded individuals who are working together so we can thrive together in this matrix. And I'll have the new Red Pill Podcast out in a couple days this Sunday for our mastermind community. And I'll be dedicating this one to the 2025 special to kick off this year the most powerful way I can with the best crypto community in the entire space. So if you end up joining us over there, I'm grateful for all of your continued support, and I'm looking forward to making 2025 a life-changing year for all of us. I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.